Welcome to the Super Sports Halftime Show on KSCJ. Brought to you by Bob Rose, Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza.
Tonight on our halftime show, we continue our conversation with the late Terry Hersom. Among other things tonight, Terry talks about his beloved Chicago Bears.
They try doing that in MLB now with the adding the extra runner. I've heard it called the ghost runner.
Yeah, they're doing away with that now.
Yeah, they're getting rid of it. But my favorite term for it, somebody said, was the Manfred man on second base. They call it the Manfred man after the band name and then after the commissioner of baseball. But ghost runner to me means that we used to have that when we were kids, but that meant there was actually nobody out there. But this is a physical runner. But I don't know if that sped up the games.
Well, I think it sped up extra innings games. But
there aren't that many extra inning games.
No, but back, I don't know if you recall the era when we had great fast pitch softball here.
Hubbard Park and Pencor?
Pencor Park in particular. Hubbard Park was great, and they're trying to get that going again. But Pencor Park had these ISC World Tournaments out there, and that's when I learned that fast pitch softball was using an international, it's called the international rule, where you put a runner in the, if you go into extra innings, you put a runner at second base. And it, because it's really a lot of those pitchers are, they're so close to the batter, and they have almost no time to time a pitch. They've got to guess, is it a rise ball, is it a drop ball, and so forth. And so there were there were 32 inning games that were scoreless, and then they added that rule to try to prevent some of that. They've tinkered with all these games so much, and that's basketball. How about basketball? And James Naismith nailed a peach basket to the wall, and people tried to hit it. They'd have to get up on a ladder to take it out of there. And then somebody finally thought, we could cut a hole in the bottom of this, and that might be good. But there used to be a center jump after every made basket. And the thing that I was amused about with that is that Dr. James Naismith's son was the first basketball coach at East High School in 1925 or 26 or something.
Crazy piece of Sioux City history.
Yeah, well, I'm old, but all of that stuff is well before my time.
Well, one that was, well, this was before your time, but you wrote on it in the 80s is, you're a trivia buff, I can tell from the way you've written, was about a fella. He was the first person to wear glasses, Emmett Barrett, first person to wear glasses in the NFL. And you give me a look like you don't remember. He was back here for a funeral, but that was back at the time when Bob Greasy was the first quarterback to wear glasses, but this fella claimed to be the first NFL player to wear glasses. Those are the type of little nuggets of Sioux City history that you'd pull out, and why we'd pull out your column every week, because there was usually something in there like that.
Well, I interviewed Bob Greasy. Vern Denherger from Sioux Center had been a teammate. Mm-hmm. So he gave the introduction to Bob Greasy, but I did an interview before that whole program, and he said, I said, well, I've never noticed that you wear glasses. And he said, well, I was, I've just got this problem with amblyopia. And I said, well, what's that? And he said, well, if I'm up close to you, he said, unless I'm up close to you, I can barely make you out at all. I said, really? And he goes, nah, I'm just expletive deleted with you. And I thought, very nice guy. And his son was a terrible quarterback for the Bears. And
Yeah, those were the bad days for the Bears. Hey, you would have been in the Gale Sayers era following the Bears. Oh, sure. Gale Sayers, Brian Piccolo. What do you remember from that era? Because the Bears were awful, but they always seemed to have a good running back.
Well, I was a kid, but my recollection of Gale Sayers, I don't like to do bests. You know, who's the greatest running back, or who's the because they're apples and oranges. And I thought some of the things Gale Sayers did, I've never seen anybody do. He could change field, change direction on a dime. And I found that pretty amazing. And I met him on an elevator once. And, he was fantastic. But so was Walter Payton. And, you know, I don't mean to be all about the Bears, but they were pretty special. I'll give people their due. We had a pitching coach here for the Explorers for like 2 or 3 years named Lee Stang. And he was a quarterback on a team in Chicago that won the Chicago City Championship. And his brother was one of the running backs. And that same team included a guy named Ray Nitschke, who played for the, you know, he's a Hall of Famer with the Packers. And so it was a terrific team. But Lee came to Drake first play football. But he wound up being one of the original Minnesota Twins as a pitcher. And so he taught my son a curveball.
Wow.
When he was like 15. And,
first step to Tommy John surgery, right?
crafty left-hander. And he just tells his kids now that I was just okay. Don't listen to Grandpa. He overstates things. But he did strike out 19 people in a 7-inning wood bat league game.
So, did you have any memories of Brian Piccolo playing for the Bears before the movie came out?
Was he vaguely, yeah. I mean, he was the backup, and I used to know what college he went to.
Wake Forest.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to say.
He's my namesake, so I kind of have a...
Oh, okay. Well, that was a tremendous movie. And I've seen a lot of good, very good sports movies. And I just watched one recently called Sandlot. And that was a retrospective of some adult to his childhood when their whole summer was about playing pickup baseball games. And my whole summer was, a lot of times was about when I wasn't playing on the other team. Just we'd spend hours playing some kind of game or other.
That ends tonight's portion of my conversation with the late Terry Hersom. Join us again on our next halftime show for more, and we'll be back with the second half action right here on KSCJ.